So you're newly single. I've been there more than a few times. These are some of the things I learned and want to share with you, and hopefully it helps you out. So first off, it sucks, but if it was meant to be, you guys would still be together, right? So that's number one. Like, realize in the long run, it's probably for the best. Second, if you've ever seen the movie Swingers, if you haven't, you guys should watch it, but that's a good example of like when you know you're past your ex because you're actually excited talking to someone new. So you're actually in the present and you're fantasizing about what the future holds. And when that happens, that's a great test to show that you're no longer living in the past. So can't live in the past. You can't affect it. Can't change it. You can't, if you could live in the future and you could affect that, like, help me out, share the Powerball numbers with me. Unfortunately, we can only focus on the present. So if we make the most of the present, when the future becomes the present, that's how we control it. And then if we make the most of it, then tomorrow, when today is yesterday, that's how you make the past awesome. So that's the secret too, is living in the present, making the most of it. Not living in the past, not going through pictures, not hopping on her social media. Only sadness will be down those paths. So I got to the point where after a breakup, I went on my iPhone, and it's pretty cool because it like does a facial recognition search, and you can have people like grouped by their face. And so I backed them all up, but then I deleted all those pictures from my phone of someone because I don't want to see them. I don't want them coming up in anniversaries or slideshows or anything. Like, move on. You can put them back on your phone later if you want, but there's really no reason to. Also realize that when there's a woman who's back out on the market, all the guys that have been orbiting, flying around like vultures, they're moving in. So there's a good chance she's, not only is she already moved on, she probably like emotionally disconnected months ago. So if she was the one who broke up with you, then she already was checking out months ago, if not longer. So when the title is officially over, then it's open season. So when you're still in the grieving phase, she's probably off with another dude. And once you start dating a bit, and you date girls that have gone through relationships also, you know firsthand what that's like. She's probably talking. The ones you've probably have gone out with have told you stories. So realize that trust, anything that was in the vault, like that connection, like doesn't exist anymore. It's naive to assume it still does. So simple, short way of saying it that I heard years ago, secondhand story from a guy giving another guy advice was, this is your girl. She's riding another dude right now and they're laughing about you. And that's the girl that you're like hung up on. So that's painful, but sometimes that's the reality check guys need. All those vultures, like I said, were circling. They're moving in. So single, take some time off. Like I said, you're in the grieving process. Take some time to take a step back and focus on yourself. Any of the things that you had thought about doing and put on hold because you're in a relationship, because you're getting weak, because you're getting soft, because you're getting lazy, all those things need to come to the forefront now. So getting back into working out, getting back into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, getting back into whatever hobby you used to do, starting new hobbies, getting into shape, starting martial arts, any of those things, like, now's the time to start. You take a little bit of time off to sit at home and go all woe is me, but that needs to be cut pretty short because now it's time to rebuild. Make yourself better, stronger, faster, like the $6 million man. So start doing all those things. Going out, checking out those restaurants and bars that you wanted to or you used to. And if you hadn't, now's the time to start doing that. Maybe it's time to move. I was living in a city before where I moved up there with an ex-girlfriend. We split up. I stayed up there for a bit, and then finally I was like, yeah, you know what? I really don't like it up here. So I moved. So moving. Not necessarily to like run away from problems, because you never get to, but it just was a place I wasn't happy. My friends, my family, my passions weren't all up there. It was a very cold area, so it'd be great if I was into skiing, but I'm not. I'm into other stuff and tactical stuff. Well, that's down in Phoenix, a couple hours away. So I moved back down to Phoenix. I looked around. All right, I'm single. Where am I going to have fun? When I moved back from LA back to Phoenix, I got on Yelp like months before and just started scouting out places, cool date spots, cool fun things to do. I found a little area in downtown Phoenix that I really liked. So then when it was time to move, I just drove around the neighborhood up and down the streets until I found a place I could move into. So I already had my location picked out with a little small movie theater nearby, Irish bar, restaurants, breweries, all the cool stuff I liked. And when I moved back down to Phoenix, I was like, oh, that place is only even better now than ever before. So I went back to my old building. Wasn't available. New building that was recently put up. Went over there. It was available. Moved in there. And it was amazing. Having a wine bar downstairs when you're going on a date, either just for a drink or doing a couple different things. And then later you're like, oh, hey, want to go back to my place? Blah, blah, blah. For whatever reason. Oh, where do you live? And you can just get a point up and say, oh, I'm on the fifth floor up here. That's pretty cool. Pretty smooth. So start thinking long term. Like I said, you can't predict the future, but you can plan for it. You can make moves now that'll help you then. So I'm not necessarily ready to date anyone now, but when I am 6 months from now, well, I'll be 50 pounds lighter, right? So that's how you start making moves. And set the bar low. Realize, just like with a personal trainer, you're real rusty. You haven't worked out in years and years. Well, it'd be pretty dumb to go to the gym and have a personal trainer tell you, oh, I'm going to have you run 40 miles today. No, just go out and walk a mile or two, right? Set the bar low. You want to make it something that's attainable, and you want to build on previous successes. So make it attainable, make it successful, build on previous successes. So just go out, get out of the house. Sometimes it'll just be going out and getting dinner somewhere, even if you're picking it up to go. It'll be going out and just walking around and popping your head into a bar and getting a drink. Like, just get out of the house. That's low level. Then going out and just talking to people, anyone, women, hired guns, old people, guys, like just small talk. Hey, do you know where the one Irish bar around here is? Like, oh, it's right around the corner. Oh, cool. Thanks. Hey, my phone's dead. Do you know what time it is? Oh, thanks. Like, simple, basic stuff. And then once you're comfortable doing that, then you start picking your shots a little better. Start approaching attractive women, women you find attractive, and just small talk, joking around with them. Once you start feeling that fire inside, that's when in my head it's like the switch is flipped. Like, I saw this girl. Man, she gave me like that feeling, those butterflies in my stomach, made me feel happy to be a man. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to start dating again. And it's up to you what you want to do. Don't rush into a relationship, obviously, but short-term dating, casual dating, like, test it out. And then when you find someone really cool, of course you can go back into long-term dating. I highly recommend not jumping into it right away. I don't really like the rules out there in the whole pickup world about, oh, bang 10 girls and then you get over your one-itis and all that. Like, I don't like that. I don't like using people. I don't like having goals like that. Because what if you go on some dates and number four girl you meet is, like, amazing? Well, I'm supposed to put her on hold and go out and hook up with other girls? Like, yeah, it never made sense to me. So I just tell guys, go out, talk to the woman you're attracted to. Go out on dates with cool chicks and go where it goes, wherever you want it to go. Be honest. There's tons of women out there who are totally fine casually dating or just having a weekend boyfriend, basically like an FB. Online dating, well, simple rule from the online dating program. It's not a replacement. Number one rule, right at the beginning, first thing I go over, it's not a replacement for real life, for cold approach. Any guy who uses it for that, bad move. So online dating, yeah, you can definitely do it. Obviously, you want to use DHV pictures. You want to have your profile all dialed in. And I just would wake up, swipe in the morning, go into bed, do a little swiping during when I was laying in bed, getting ready to go to sleep. And then during the day, I'm just responding to women I matched with who messaged me. It's actually why I love Bumble so much, because the women have to message you first. So you're allowed to be on it during the day, but only to respond to messages and obviously ask questions. They respond, then you can respond later. But other than that, I'm not on the apps all day. I never spent a penny. Well, I did once to test it for you guys, but I never really spent any money on any of the dating apps. It's a simple way to govern it and protect you from yourself from spending 20 hours a week, 30 hours a week on these things. So, a little swiping, out in the real world, leveling up, doing new things, reinventing yourself like the phoenix, being born from the ashes again. Yeah, the burn's painful, but you're going to come out of this and be stronger and better than ever. And there's a blog post that I had on my my website years ago I wrote called, like, What's Your Motivation? And mine originally was spite, because I knew I was going to run into my ex one day. And I wanted her to see me, like, just looking money, being awesome, surrounded by girls. Well, that was the motivation I needed. It helped me in those the days I wanted to quit. However, I never ran into her. It never happened. And that's also ego, right? So I took a little bit, but I realized that that's not the right way of doing it. So we're on the path of self-improvement, self-mastery. That path, that journey never ends. So another big lesson right there is, like, what led to the breakup? Were you guys incompatible to start with and you ignored red flags? Or did you stop being the guy that she fell in love with? I always want to look at it from the perspective of, like, what did I do wrong? Everything's my responsibility, my fault. What can I learn from this? What can I improve upon? What can I learn and improve so that way next time, the next relationship's even better? Which, by default, like any next relationship, if I'm playing it smart, the next relationship is always better than the last, because I have higher standards and I'm better at calibrating and connecting and all that stuff. Selecting. So the next relationship is going to be better. All those cliche quotes that we've heard throughout the years, every new beginning is another's end. It's always darkest before the dawn. If you want a rainbow, you got to put up with the rain, all that stuff. It's totally true. And so this is one of those moments. So it's up to you. In the blog post I also wrote about, after my divorce, it was either sink or swim. And then I said, you know what? Fuck it. I want to fly. And look at me. I guess I'm flying now. So that's my advice for anyone who's newly single. Simple summary. Take a break. Level up. Ease back into it. Set the bar low. Build upon the successes. Until you're back ready to get out there. And yeah, it's not easy finding the perfect one. It shouldn't be easy, right? And also, a lot of times we're meeting women that we think would be the perfect ones, but the very first test is, are we man enough for them? And if we're not, we don't get a shot. And that's the way it should be. Because when you ultimately find the right woman, then this will all be worth it. And you had to go through all those experiences to level up to be the type of man that she would actually be attracted to. Because if I was just the same type of man I was when I was 18, 19 years old, 20, yeah, I wouldn't be able to handle life and the relationships I'm in now. So my marriage, everything I'm going through now, being a dad, all those relationships, no way I'd be able to handle them all those years ago. So everything you're going through is helping you level up. I'll end on one of my other favorite quotes of all time. It never gets easier. You just get better. So, time to get better. So if you feel like you can't do this on your own, if you feel like you need help, if you feel like you need a mentor, if you feel like you can do it on your own, but you want a shortcut, you don't want to grind it out like I did for years trying to figure this stuff out on my own. Well, there's help. So my website, there's lots of free articles here. Discord, I have a free Discord channel. We post advice in there, questions, all that, all the time. So the link's on the website. Get in there. If you want your help to be more specific, more specialized, private, you don't want everyone else knowing what you're going through, well, then there's a couple options. Phone coaching, one-on-one. Phone coaching, we can start right away. Basically just purchase some hours. I get the email. I email you personally back, and we get on the phone, and I start helping you out. Otherwise, one-on-one, that's another option. Guys come out here to Arizona, and, well, we can talk about that stuff later. So, but I'm there with you every step of the way. So a couple options. Like I said, I'm here if you need it. If I don't hear from you, hopefully just all the stuff I've shared and put out there throughout the years does help you. Because it sucks. I barely made it a few times. So I know what it's like. So hopefully it helps you. And if I don't hear from you, I wish you all the best, brother.